USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A passenger aboard that charter plane that ended up in the shallow part of the St. John's River last night after landing at Naval Air Station Jacksonville says passengers were terrific given the circumstances.
We climbed onto the wing. We were in water. We couldn't tell where we were, whether it was a river or an ocean. There was rain coming down, and we stood on that wing for a significant period of time.
Cheryl Borman tells CNN someone inflated a life raft that was on the plane. 21 adults were taken to local hospitals in good condition. An explosion rocked parts of Waukegan, Illinois last night, leaving at least one dead, four people injured, and two others unaccounted for. Steve Lindsay is the fire marshal.
The structure, no, is not safe. That's why we had some structural collapse technicians here to try and work with it. And we're also dealing with whatever chemicals may be left are in the water that's still sitting in the foundation.
The search team had to suspend operations due to dangerous conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido admitted this week that anti-government protests lacked the support of enough military defectors to topple the country's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro.
We are willing to talk to all the civil and military officials, with all, no matter where they come from, who are willing to cooperate with the cessation of usurpation, the government of transition, and the free elections, because that is the mandate that I have by the Constitution.
Guaido had earlier announced that the attempt to oust Maduro's government was entering its final phase, kicking off 2 days of protests, some of which turned violent, but the current head of the National Assembly and self-proclaimed interim president had hoped that the announcement and ensuing protests would convince key members of the military to defect.
And we have
SpaceX has finally launched its mission to resupply the International Space Station after a series of delays. The Falcon 9 rocket, carrying an uncrewed Dragon 1 spacecraft stuffed with cargo, took off early this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Thousands of Berkshire Hathaway shareholders from all over the world are in Omaha, Nebraska for their annual meeting this weekend with Omaha billionaire Warren Buffett. Shareholders stood in line wrapped around the convention center hoping to get a view of one of the richest people in the world.
I'm a first timer. I have one share.
I come from China. Very happy to come to Omaha.
It's always exciting to come across Warren.
It was fantastic. It's always wonderful to see an American icon.
Buffett was asked about the political scene and talk of moving towards socialism.
I don't think the country will go into socialism in 2020 or in 2040 or 2060.
Before the event even began, news broke of Berkshire Hathaway reporting a big jump in first quarter earnings to the tune of $23 billion. A different type of icon, rocker Peter Frampton, says he's had a muscular condition for the past 8 years known as IBM, which makes it more and more difficult to do basic movements. But he'll kick off his farewell tour next month with 51 concerts on his final trek across North America.
We changed all our plans when I realized things were kind of speeding up with us, and decided that we would make this a farewell tour, long form, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to do single shows and things like that. But I can't tell you that right now because it's not up to me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.